You're listening to SBS News.
For 17 straight days, Belarusians have been demonstrating in their thousands against the contested re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Held outside the Ministry of Education building in Minsk, the focus of the latest protest is a threat by the longtime president to fire teachers who don't support his government. Mr. Lukashenko insists that teachers working at state schools and universities must follow his regime's ideology. But protesters say enough is enough.
I came here to support the teachers because they've been forced to lie for a long time. Many of them took part in the falsification of the vote. I want our teachers to always speak the truth.
It comes as authorities continue to crack down on dissidents in the former Soviet Republic. In a show of force, two opposition figures have been given 10-day jail terms for organising demonstrations. Olga Kovalkova is the main representative still in Belarus of self-exiled opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, while Sergei Dilevsky has led strikes at the Minsk tractor plant. They're also both senior figures in an opposition coordination council, set up last week with the self-described aim of developing a strategy for fair presidential elections and a transition of power from the current regime. Alexander Lukashenko has accused the new council of attempting to seize power, and prosecutors have launched a criminal case into its formation. But in an address to the European Union, Ms. Tikhanovskaya says Belarusians simply want to decide their country's destiny through free and fair elections.
We will not relent. We demand to respect our basic rights. We demand all political prisoners freed. We demand to stop violence and intimidation by the authorities. Belarusian people deserve better. Europe deserves better.
It's something the EU says it fully supports. Secretary General of the European External Action Service, Helga Schmid, has reaffirmed the bloc's solidarity with the people of Belarus and their pursuit for self-determination.
We are ready, we stand ready to accompany the peaceful democratic transition of power in Belarus. This does not mean any interference, outside interference. I've been very clear that we respect Belarus' independence and sovereignty.
Neighbouring Russia has also offered to help Belarus facilitate a political settlement. But Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, has warned against getting involved in the country's internal affairs without being asked to.
The European Union and Russia may state their willingness to help facilitate in the situation, but the question is, firstly, if the Belarusian government is in need of such assistance and if they agree to it. After all, Belarus has a legal and legitimate government, so first of all, this would need to be decided by the country's government.
Belarus's Supreme Court has rejected the opposition's appeal to annul the results of this month's presidential election. Amy Hall, SBS News.